Good afternoon, everyone. Hello, hello, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast presented by the Glow Cove. I am so glad that we are on air today. We are actually doing something different. I am actually behind the screen in the studio today, and so there was some confusion with the phone numbers because most of my callers would call in. So I'm just going to take a brief moment and get this information to my callers so that they can call in on the line and join in. So I am just excited that God is going to do exactly what it is that He wants to do in this hour. So bear with me just a brief moment. You may hear some music or you may not hear some music, but just bear with me a brief moment. Okay, amen. We just thank God for an opportunity to be able to serve. It's such a privilege and it's just an honor to be able to do what it is that God has called us to do. And so we're excited about that. We're going to move forward. We're going to do what God has called us to do. I'm actually going to host another class after this because, you know, what happens is when we get all excited and, you know, God tells us to do a particular thing and we go ahead and we do it, you know, the enemy always tries to come to discourage us. And believe it or not, I have been dealing with the mix-up with the time on this Blog Talk, and normally I would just call in from my phone because I was having some computer issues, but now that my computer is up and running and it's working well, you know, now there's some confusion with the numbers for my callers to call in, and then there's confusion with the setting of the time, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's just a distraction. And so we're not even going to give that any play. We're not going to worry about that. We're just going to let God do what it is that He wants to do. And so it looks like I'm going to be teaching this lesson twice tonight because I am going to make sure that my callers are able to hear and get inspired and encouraged in this hour. And so we're going to go ahead and open up. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for even what's trying to come against me, Father God, in this hour, because I know that you, God, has me covered. I thank you for the ram that's in the bush. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to continue to go ahead and do what it is that you have called me to do. So I just give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. So today, my topic was, are we judging, are we being judgmental, or are we correcting with, is that a spirit of correction, or is that a judgmental spirit that we're using? And then the other question was, how do we move from that point, from being judged? How do we move on? How do we move forward? How do we go on and go forward, you know, to do the things that God has called us to do? And so I'm going to start with Matthew 7 and verse 1, and it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention in the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Verse 6 says, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." My God. Okay, so this is what the Lord was showing, had placed in my heart. And, you know, we're so many times we get to the point of, you know, we say we're correcting people when the reality of it is everybody is not correcting in love. Some of us are, we're calling ourselves correcting, but we're actually judging. And so in this, and what God wants to do, He wants us to look within ourselves. You know, I mean, it's easy for us to look on the other side of the fence, you know, and complain about the neighbor's yard not being cut. And we turn around, look in our own yard, and our grass is not cut as well. Come on now. And so, you know, then we start complaining about, you know, little things. We're mad, you know, because people are not doing the things that we, and I quote unquote, we want them to do. And so we begin to judge them. We begin to judge them by what's in their pockets. We begin to judge them by what they wear. We begin to judge them by the color of hair they wear. We begin to judge them because they go to the church on the left, on the north side of town instead of the south side of town. I mean, just foolishness, things like that, you know. And so what we have to do, we have to be careful about that, because the Bible tells us that the same measure that we judge, it will come back to us. And so you know that scripture in the word that says whatever we sow, we shall reap. And so we reap what we sow. And so if we sow that type of thing into our if we sow that type of thing, you know, type of behavior into our mentality, into our thinking, that's exactly what's going to come back on us. And so in this hour, God wants us to don't look at other people, you know, and start, you know, calling them out, you know, picking out, just, you know, we call that being picky. You know, we're picky about everything in this hour. And, you know, so we have to ask ourselves, am I being judgmental, or, you know, am I, you know, judging these people according to my standard, or am I, you know, teaching out of correction? Am I teaching out of love? Am I helping them? Am I showing them that, you know, am I giving correction, you know, in a place, in a way so that they are able to grow? Because if you think about it, you know, all of us, none of us have been saved all of our lives. You know, I can remember a time when back in the day when I was clubbing and doing all those kind of things, you know, the attire that I wore then, I would not dare wear now. Even some years ago, I wouldn't dare wear now because of the fact that's just not me. I grew, you know, I grew up in the Word. You know, I grew as a person. I, you know, my mentality changed. And so therefore, we have to look at folks, you know, where they are. We have to meet the people where they are, because if we don't meet the people where they are, we lose the people. And so our sole purpose is not to lose them. It's to draw them in. It's to draw them in to the place that God needs them to be. It's to help nurture them. It's to help undergird them, support them. And so if we're too busy judging them, you know, because they don't drive the same car, you know, things like that, or they don't live in the same neighborhood. Everybody doesn't live in a gated neighborhood where townhouses and four, five, six bedrooms where, you know, with a three-car garage. Everybody don't do that. Everybody's not rolling in dough. But that doesn't say that, you know, they deserve a lesser love. And so, you know, we have to look at our own, look at ourselves. We're not perfect. And if we think that we are perfect, we're fooling ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves. So we need to check our own selves. We need to take a seat and go back and say, okay, let me make sure I got my stuff in order before I start pointing fingers at somebody else. Because, you know, we can grow together. You know what I mean? If I just point, you know, show them in a godly way, in a Christ-like way, you know, just love on them, you know, and then you will see change. You will see change in them. You will see change in yourself, you know, and then we all can grow together. It's not just about us growing as individuals. It's about us growing together. If we're too scared to have people grow with us together because we're so afraid, you know, somebody's going to take our position, we're so afraid that somebody's going to start singing the most solos, and we're so afraid that somebody's going to name get called the most, you know, all of that is foolishness. It doesn't matter if our names never get called. The whole thing, the whole point is that we're reaching the people. We're reaching them in love, and so we're correcting in love. And so we want to be mindful of that because of the times that we are living in. I'm stressing the times that we are living in, because we are living in an hour where Jesus is really soon to return. And so we want to make sure that we ourselves are in right standards with the Lord. We want to make sure that that judgmental spirit is not overshadowing us. And, you know, and if it is, you know, that was the time of repentance. Go back and ask, you know, Lord, forgive me of this. You know, take this thing out of me, because we definitely do not need that. Just think, if people were to judge us, you know, where we used to be, you know, and yeah, we still have some people who do that. But what if people, you know, the majority or everybody just judged us where we used to be? You know, some of us will become so down and so depressed because, you know, it seems like that's a hard battle to fight, and it really is. But thank God that God has surrounded us with some mighty men and women of God who don't judge us from our past, who don't judge us from what we used to do, where we used to live, where we used to go, how we used to act. You know, we would, that used to word, we like to use that. And when you encounter people who start saying, yeah, I remember when you used to blah, 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 you know what I mean? Hey, you tell them, used to don't live here no more. This is a new day, a new hour, a new season, a new purpose, and this is a new me. And so we don't have to allow people to beat us down like that. But at the same token, we need to check our own selves and make sure that we're not beating anybody else down like that. If somebody wants to come to church and wear pants, you know, hey, let them come to church and wear pants. Why? Because the Bible says, you know, the Bible says that Jesus meets them where they are, that he loves us all. And so as long as they get to that place, let's help get them to that place. Don't put restraints on them, you know, telling them, well, if you don't have a three-piece suit, you're not welcome at our church. And, you know, unfortunately, there are places like that. You have to have a three-piece suit. You have to wear a hat. I mean, you got to have a certain amount of money in the bank. You got to drive a certain car, live in a certain neighborhood, all of that type of stuff. I don't see anywhere in the Bible that it talks about how we had to be all of that. Look at Mary Magdalene. She had all kinds of stuff going on with her. But guess what? She found herself at the feet of Jesus. And what did he do? He covered her. He healed her. He delivered her. He saved her. And so we are not in any position at all to judge anyone about anything, because the Bible tells us that we are as filthy rags to the Father. You understand what I'm saying? And our righteousness is not something that we work for, that we gain. It's because of the grace of God that we can call ourselves righteous and stand in that place, not saying that we're puffed up, you know what I mean, and our heads are so big, because we haven't earned anything. It is only by the grace of God that we are who we are. It is only by the grace of God that we are not at that place that we used to be. It is only by the grace of God that we were saved from sin, our own destruction. You know, many of us walk in our own destructive path. We made decisions, you know, and things like that, and did things that were not pleasing to God. But because God loves us, he saved us. We didn't save ourselves. He saved us. And so we need to make sure that we're not, you know, just pointing out other people's issues and looking at our own. And then when we're teaching people, that's why people come to us to get taught. You know what I mean? So we need to make ourselves teachable, but we also need to remain humble so that we won't be finger pointers, pushing the people away instead of drawing them in. I'm going to move over to verse 6 real quick, and it says, do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. I was just really studying, looking over that. And in other words, your gift that God has given you is for a purpose. Do not allow people to just use you up, to abuse you and your gift. Your gift that God bless you with is for a purpose. And so, therefore, if the Holy Spirit shows you, hey, you're being taken advantage of, you're being abused, you're being used, and yes, it can happen, you know, in your gifting, hey, you need to go ahead and make some changes. Ask the Holy Spirit, give you some wisdom, give you some guidance so that you can make the necessary changes, make the necessary adjustments, because your gift is not to be abused or used. I mean, people will do that, you know, because especially if you have a big heart, and they realize and see that you want to serve, oh, my God, they will pimp your gift. That's not what we're not doing that in the kingdom, and you don't have to settle for that. And so, therefore, you need to make sure that your gift is and your talents are being used, your service is being appreciated, your gift is being appreciated wherever God tells you to go. And that's the spirit of discernment. That's why it is so important to go where God tells you to go and not where man tells you to go. Man can tell you, oh, I want you to come sing at this conference. I want you to come preach at this church. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And if God ain't say nothing to you about it, don't you go over there. You need to make sure that you're going where God tells you to go and not what man tells you to go, because otherwise you'll be all over the place, but you won't be effective. And so therefore, your gifts will become used. You'll become you will be effective in what you're doing. You'll just become a good preacher or a good singer or a good dancer or a good praiser or a person who prays, you know, whatever the case may be. And so we need to be mindful of that, because people will take what you have and use it to their own advantage, and then they'll turn around and beat you down. So be mindful of that. Raise the spirit of discernment. Raise it in this hour. Don't, instead of pointing the finger out, point the finger in toward ourselves and ask God to show us ourselves. Instead of pointing out, you know, what's wrong in our neighbor's yard, how about we reach out to them in love? And when you begin to communicate, you know, you'll see a change in that person as well as yourself. And so, and when we are correcting, we need to make sure, you know, it tells us that the word of God is for reproof. The word of God is for correction. And so, you know, look at that scripture, and it'll tell you in 2 Timothy 3:10, it'll give you all that information. We need to make sure that we are in right standards with God so we can go forward and do what he has called us to do. Amen. Okay, so I thank you guys for joining in. I'm going to say that now, even on the recording, because I do believe that some are going to come behind me and listen. And we are going to get this thing together. We are going to get it together. I had a second set of eyes looking at with me, looking at this schedule set up, and so I'm not understanding why it still didn't come out the way it was supposed to. But it's okay. We still went forward. We still did what God told us to do. So I want to thank you guys for joining in with us today. And prayerfully, everything will be on point all together, because we want to do things with the spirit of excellence, but we will not cancel, and that is for sure, unless God says cancel it. So God bless you all, Father. I thank you for this time. I pray that you bless every person that comes behind me and hear what it is that you have to say in this hour, Father God. Lord, we just pray over the airwaves in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father. You're such an awesome God, and we thank you for loving us and keeping us. Show us ourselves in this hour. Show us how to love. Show us where to lay our gifts down, to where to use our gifts, where to operate in our gift set, Father God. Open up our ears so that we would hear what you are saying. If you said go, go. If you said stay, stay. And let us be obedient to your word. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. We honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, this is Prophetess Carolyn. Amen. We'll see. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. Thank you for joining in. We'll see you guys on next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all, and you have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of the evening. All right, bye-bye.